I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When disaster strikes, call Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Fire damage? Demand the yellow van.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back to it. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Before we're out of here today, we will hear from Cam Hayward. Yes, that's for sure. Cam Hayward had some things to say. And generally on Mondays, either or the day after a Steeler game, depending on when they play. Sometimes they play Thursday, sometimes they play Monday. So the day after a Steeler game, I normally play some audio from either the victorious or the losing locker room. So we'll do that at the end of the show. We're efforting David Urban right now. We have him right now. So tomorrow's election day, and you know we've been talking a lot about that, particularly the judges here in Pennsylvania. You've heard millions of commercials for them, and maybe even some of the down ballot races and things that are important here in in Pennsylvania. So let me welcome in right now David Urban, political mastermind, do I say. Hi, David. How are you?
Colin, how are you, man? I just got off CNN. Was just talking to Curtis Sliwa in New York. Very interesting race there. He's an interesting character. So, a lot going on tomorrow.
There is a lot going on tomorrow. Whether it's Virginia, whether it's the Attorney General of Virginia, whether it's judges in Pennsylvania, it feels like the epicenter of everything, or at least it just in looking at it, and I may be wrong, is Democrats need to come to terms with and decide what their party is. Am I right or wrong about that?
No, Colin, listen, you're 100% right. So you have, look, Barack Obama is a smart politician. You may not like, you may not agree with him, but he's a smart politician. So over the weekend, he was in New Jersey, right, and campaigning for Jackie Sherrill there, who's running for governor. He did not, however, go across the bridge, all the way across the bridge, right, into New York City to campaign for Mondami, because I think he realizes that there's an upcoming civil war within the Democratic Party between crazy and crazier, right? Crazy being this the run-of-the-mill Democratic Party these days, crazier being the Democratic Socialists like Pittsburgh's own Summer Lee, right? If you like Summer Lee, you're going to love Zohan Mondami, right? You want more of that, then keep going. But there's going to be this war inside the Democratic Party where, you know, who's going to control? And I think both sides are going to be able to point and say, hey, our person won. And so you're going to have the conservatives like Spanberger, conservative, and I say that with a kind of a joke almost, conservative Democrat versus this completely socialist Democrat. And they're going to fight each other to this, these death throes while Republicans, a unified Republican Party, can continue to rack up money and look towards the midterms in the 28. So I think Democrats could be crowing about winning tomorrow, but really, I think it's going to be the beginning of the end for them tomorrow once they begin trying to sort out what their party exactly is and what it looks like.
Well, answer me this then. How and why has John Fetterman decided to be, and some will use the term brave as he is right now, and thrown himself off kilter with the Democratic Party? Will that pay him dividends in the future?
Listen, I personally like John Fetterman, right? Colin, I worked for Arlen Specter many, many years ago. Arlen Specter got grief from a...
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans got grief from Democrats, but he cared about Pennsylvanians more than anything. And John Fetterman, I would hazard to say, cares a great deal about Pennsylvanians. He is putting people above politics and above party, and he's voting for getting the government open. Listen, this whole government shutdown is completely manufactured by Chuck Schumer. One man's fear of losing in a primary to AOC fueled this entire shutdown. Because you remember, Colin, the last time Schumer voted to keep the government open and keep things going and negotiate and make the government work like it's supposed to, Schumer got a ton of grief from AOC and those Democratic socialists and the crazies on the left that they said, "We're coming for you, Chuck." And so he was terrified this time, so he convinced enough people to join him in voting no. And John Fetterman has called him out for that. So kudos to John Fetterman for being brave enough to stand up and say, listen, our party's wrong on this.
What of people who say, and there have been Democrats who have told me this, and they've come on the show and said, the stuff with Mamdani is overblown. It's not in his best interest to thumb his nose at law enforcement. And if he does get in, that's not all going to transpire in such a huge city like New York City. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly, the dirty secret about Mamdani is he needs the state legislature and the governor and Albany to help him accomplish a lot of those things, right, that he wants to do, right? He wants to close Rikers Island and open prisons in each of the boroughs. He wants to have free grocery stores, free buses, free this, free that. I remind people, there is no such thing as free. Somebody's paying for that, Colin, right? Mm-hmm. Some taxpayers someplace are paying for that. So free to somebody means increased taxes for somebody else. You know, Mamdani already said, we're going to tax rich white people. I mean, he's come out and said it. It's not even, he said the crazy part out loud. He's not trying to hide it. So I think the big shock for a lot of these people, a lot of these kids who are voting for him, is the fact that when he gets elected, when he becomes mayor, he's not going to be able to do a thing that he promised. And they're going to lose their minds.
Last thing for you, I saw a study, a poll from Politico today, and it was kind of striking. It said that 24% of the population that were polled said that there are some instances where political violence is justified, and 35% of people under the age of 45 agreed to that. Where the hell have we gone, David?
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, listen, I know when people feel like that when the Steelers lose, right? I can't condone that on any type of level, right? Political violence is abhorrent, and no way you went to the ballot box. I think people are incredibly frustrated. They feel like their lives are out of kilter. Listen, Curtis Sliwa just had a great line. We need to lock up criminals, not toothpaste, right? I mean, that's a great line, but it's true. I mean, if you go to a CVS or a Walgreens anywhere, you go to get toothpaste or deodorant, it's like you're trying to buy a Rolex, right? You got to get a guy with a bunch of keys, and he goes in a showcase, and he's, which one do you want? Why? Because the people...
And it's not locked up from the people who are going to use
it.
No,
that's my point. My point is that people's lives, your life, my life, normal people's lives are affected negatively because, prosecutors in a lot of these big cities, in Pittsburgh and otherwise, Philadelphia and otherwise, turn a blind eye and allow these people to run crazy, right? It's just a terrible thing.
Yeah. Lastly, the turnout. Some people say it's, 20 to 23% in places like Allegheny County, maybe if that. Why, with these midterms, do people feel like they don't need to show up, David?
Yeah, Colin, great question. You know, every election is super important. I people think Donald Trump's on the top of the ballot, or there's a governor's race on the top of the ballot. You're exactly correct. Judge races. There's so many down ballot races that affect people's lives so much more, so much more. Local races affect your life on a daily basis, right? How your streets get paved, what roads get done. Those things are incredibly important. Judge races, how the Commonwealth, what is allowed and not allowed across the Commonwealth. All these judges sit and make those decisions for people every day. So whether they live in Beaver, Butler, Westmoreland, Green, Armstrong, anywhere in southwestern Pennsylvania, I'd urge you to get out and vote tomorrow.
David Urban, you're the best. We'll talk again soon, man.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.